Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Saturday Nation? It is so great. It actually is Saturday, December 28th, 2019. It's so great to have you inside this podcast, and grateful, not just great, grateful. I am full of gratitude that you, of all the podcasts you could have listened to, of all the people and everything going on in your busy, busy life, you chose to hang out with me for 8 to 10 minutes or so every day and get inspired a little bit, motivated, empowered to, you know, not to be like everybody else. And that is the topic of today's podcast. Also, praise report, yours truly is getting his voice back. You know, after I spoke in Dallas that weekend, a few weeks ago, I lost my voice. And the only time I gathered it up was for this podcast every single day. I couldn't do any training videos, couldn't do any, like, I don't even know, Facebook Live. I just did green tea, man, green tea and about 8 gallons of water every day. So it's feeling better. I'm almost there. And so, yeah, feeling really good about that too. So let's go ahead and dive into the topic today. Changing. Changing for the better, changing for the worse, just changing who you are. I'm going to say don't do it. Don't change who you are so people will like you, all right? Just stay true to who you are, and the right people are going to show up in your life. And I know it's going to be difficult because when you decide to do something great that's unusual, you're the salmon swimming up the stream, and everybody's looking at you like you're out of your freaking mind. What do you think you're doing? You're nuts. This is crazy. And, oh, by the way, you're not seeing results, you know, because when you first start anything, you don't see results, which is perfectly normal as well. That's a whole other topic. Let me just hit on that for a second. A lot of the questions I get are, when I do decide to launch my movement, go for my dream and all of that, when am I going to see results? I know I can't. Yeah, and it's funny, when right after someone asks that question, they answer it for themselves, because they always, and this is typically when someone books a call and we're talking. And by the way, if you haven't booked your call, go to launchwithsam.com, put in your number, choose a time on my calendar. I'll call you and we'll talk about your dream and we'll get it going. But a lot of the times people ask the question, hey, how long do you think, not everybody, I can tell somebody who's just, they're got full of so much passion, they just want to get the message out, versus somebody's like, I don't have much money, but you know, I want to get this thing off the ground, but quick question, how long do you think it's going to take before I start seeing results? And that gives it away. You know, that gives it away. Because when you do launch your movement, you need to be very patient and very passionate. And I'll throw a third P in there, very purposeful. Passionate, patience, purposeful. No profit. Throw a fourth P in there. No profit. Because when you do get going, you know, who knows? I mean, everybody's journey is completely different. I mean, you might catch lightning in a bottle. Hell, you might come out of the gates and crush it. And I've seen it, you know, I've seen it. I've shared success stories on this podcast of people who just started and they've made 10, 20, 30 grand inside of the first 90 days. But that's not likely. That's just, they happen to be at the right place at the right time. They had a great message, and who knows how it happened. I can tell you with my own, you know, starting kind of going for this thing in 2005 and then into 2006 and then into 2007. I made a couple bucks here and there. I don't want to pretend like I didn't. I got hired to speak here and there, but it wasn't like the big breakthrough in the summer of 2008. That's when everything changed, and the speaking gig and the coaching and all of that. So 3 years. It's 3 years long, though. I mean, is that really very long? I mean, hell, 3 years. If you would have told me when I started in the corporate game in 1990, well, earlier than that, but really when I latched on to my 15-year corporate career with the same company back in 1990, had you told me by 1993 I would have found success and made a good amount of money, more than I ever seen in my life, I would have said, wow, you mean 36 months? Let me start just Xing these off the calendar. But we get impatient when we're waiting for results. We feel as though we have this false sense of how long it should take, even though we're probably not putting in the work. If your boss said, hey, you got to be to work every day by 7 a.m. or you're fired, what do you think you would do? You'd get to work by 7 a.m. every day. You'd find a way to get the kids to the sitter. You'd make sure your spouse took care of whatever needed to be done. And you'd find a way. You'd just do it. There's no, because you won't have a job if you don't. But yet, when we're trying to build our entrepreneurial career or we're going after our dream and building the message out there, we're a little more lackadaisical. You know, I'll get to it. It's like I talked about yesterday, the book Atomic Habits. And building, you know, turning the heat up from 25 degrees to 26, to 27, 28, nothing's going to melt. Get it up there near 31, 32, boom, 33, boom. Now it starts to melt. Why? Well, it's only 1 degree. Yeah, but all that work you were putting in 10 degrees earlier had a lot to do with it. You know, you just don't go from zero and skip to 33 degrees Fahrenheit. You got to hit everyone on the thermostat. And these are lessons that I wish I knew back in the day because it would have helped my mindset so much. That's why I try to share everything I know with you, because when you do get started, you got to leave a legacy, man. This is about when somebody Googles your name in 25 years, what are they going to find? John Smith worked at Boeing, Procter & Gamble, AT&T for 35 years. He survived by his wife, Gladys, his son, Joe, his daughter, Mary, a number of grandchildren and nieces and nephews. Visitation can be between 3 and 5. I mean, seriously, that's what you want your obituary to read? You know, not creator of, you know, even if it's just a website. I say just because once you get going and you see that you've created something, you'll get excited. It's way better to create something than it is to maintain something. I mean, my obituary, I haven't written it. I hope, I guess my wife's going to write it. I don't know. I hope in there it's founder of everydayisaturday.com. I mean, I hope that's in there because it would have been corporate drone. I mean, I wouldn't have even had it. It would have just been, hey, when you can send flowers here, I guess they'll make a donation to Children's Hospital in the name of Sam Crow. I mean, I don't know. But that's why we do what we do. That's why I coach people, is so their obituary changes. And it's not just, you know, worked for the government for 40 years. Nobody wants that. So getting back to the original part of this message we started out with, but I had to share those lessons with you because it's really important you understand that. This is a passion project and it's going to take some time. But when you decide to go for it, you're going to lose those friends. You're going to lose those acquaintances. Family members are going to judge you, and that's okay. Don't change. As much as you, and I'm not saying don't change for the better. You know all the habits that you need to break that are negative that you need to change for the better. I'm talking about what makes you who you are. That real great secret sauce, that part of the recipe that only you can bring to the table. Don't change that. That quirkiness, the prankster, the jokes, the cerebralness, the, you know, all of that stuff that goes into it. Cerebralness a word? Let's just keep going with it, even if it isn't a word. But you know what I mean? Don't change so other people will like you. Stay who you are. Improve every single day and then watch who shows up around you. Man, that is what the, I mean, that is, that's amazing. It's amazing who shows up in your life when you stay the course and you don't go back to default and you don't quit and you don't go back to being average like everybody else. It's amazing, man. The people who come up in your life and they want to serve you, they want to help you, and they want to encourage you and inspire you not to change, to keep going. And they just love it. Like, it's just, you're going to have to do it to find out. If this hasn't happened to you, and if it's happening to you and you want it to happen on a bigger scale, go do bigger things. I mean, I don't even know where to start. I could go do a whole other podcast series on the people that have shown up in my life. I never in a million years would have been exposed to these people. And I'm talking about thought leaders from all around the world, from Australia, all over Asia, all over Europe, North and South America. I mean, it is just incredible the people I have in my Rolodex, so to speak, my cell phone, email, Facebook. It's crazy. Had I had a job, I'd have been with the same stupid corporate drones talking about the same stupid stuff, losing my hair, watching my waistband expand, and just hating my life. I know I would. I just know it, you know? I was so freaking frustrated with just looking around and thinking, this is me. Every one of these fat, lethargic, miserable people are me. You know, sitting in a cubicle, hating life, bitching and moaning, going to the water cooler, getting a cup of coffee, complaining, going golfing, going to happy hour, all that stuff. It never would have changed if I didn't change. And you can do the exact same thing. If you want things to change in your life, you got to be the catalyst. You got to be the person that makes that happen. So go ahead and do it. And then don't change so other people will like you. Change so you will love your life and experience greatness. All right? I would love, 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 love to connect with you. Go to launchwithsam.com. I'll call you. We'll get your movement launched in 30 days. All right? Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.